retour sur Radio La Fabrique au Plein les Boîtes Festival, et vous entendez derrière nous, en effet, on en a plein les oreilles. Nous avons l'honneur de recevoir dans cette interview un géant de la scène musicale reggae. J'ai nommé Bibi Seaton, de son vrai nom, Harry Sloyd Seaton. Donc, voilà, je pense qu'on n'a pas forcément, on n'a plus forcément besoin de le présenter, parce que c'est quelqu'un qui a tellement compté pour la scène reggae. Mais voilà, pour les gens qui ne sont pas des aficionados, Harry Sloyd Seaton est né à Kingston en 1944. Et en plus d'avoir une voix absolument incroyable, il est doué d'un talent de composition hors norme. Il a fait partie du groupe Scatterlite, que je suis sûre vous reconnaissez, et du groupe Gaylats. Hello, Bibi Seaton. I'm very sorry for the noisy background. You do apologize. It is a real honor having you here tonight around the table, as noisy as it is. And I was just telling my auditors that you are a giant on the reggae music stage, and this is a real honor having you here. First of all, for the auditors that haven't heard of you yet, maybe because they are living in a backwater world or something, can you introduce yourself or tell us a few words about you, meaning like where you come from and what did matter to you in your career? A few steps, maybe three steps in your career that made your career according to you. And I would translate step by step.
Okay, my name is Harris Seaton, and I'm known as Bibi Seaton. And I started in the business in 1960. Do you want me to go back over that?
Oui, c'est très bien. Bibi Seaton a commencé en 1960. Donc,
yes, and with Studio One, Clement Dodd. And I did my first recording in 1960, a song called Tell Me, which was a kind of bolero type of music before you had ska or anything like that. And another one called Only You, which was boogie.
Alors, il a fait ses armes sur ses premiers tubes en 1960 avec les tubes Tell Me et Only You.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember when we did the song, there was a DJ called King Stitt. I used to play Coxon Sound.
Il se rappelle d'un DJ nommé King Stitt au moment où il faisait son son.
Yeah, actually, I went played the song on a dub plate, my song, Only You. And he said, Bibi, I played this song the other night and I couldn't take it off the turntable. And I said, no, you're lying.
Ce DJ disait, j'ai joué ta chanson Only You et j'étais obsédé par cette chanson. Je pouvais pas l'enlever de mes tables de mix.
So he said, come down to the dance one night and listen for yourself. And I went down to the dance, even though I was a young kid. And I know when I get home that night, I would get a beating from my dad. I still went and I listened, and I was really shocked, pleased, and embarrassed to a certain extent, but was loving it to see that song that I have written and sung. You know, people are reacting like that to it.
Oui, il était vraiment choqué parce qu'il était, c'était un tout jeune homme à cette époque-là, et de savoir que les gens dansaient sur son tube, il était en même temps choqué et en même temps plus que heureux.
Yes, thank you very much. You have been a part of major groups like Scatterlite and the Gaylats. What kind of influences do you get from these areas and from this former musical era that you still have when you're composing right now?
First of all, I wasn't with the Scatterlights as such. The Scatterlights was a backing studio band, and I was a solo singer along with Delana, so Winston and Bibi. And also, but as a Gaylas now, that was a group. Oui. Different from the Scatterlights.
Les Gaylas étaient un groupe qui venait des Scatterlights.
Yes, the group was Morris Roberts and Delana Stewart, Winston Delana Stewart, oui. And myself. And our first major hit at Studio One was in 1967. After we were singing traditional songs, you know, the first hit came when we did Lady with the Red Dress.
Oui.
That was in 1967.
En 96.
That was when the Gaylas actually really started, you know, to come to fore and be distracted by this thing.
Yeah, that's very difficult, I do understand. A last question for you. You've been playing in front here of the Swiss audience. What did you enjoy the show?
I loved it. And I love the people, and I love the way they reacted to the music. And it was an impromptu thing for me because I did not rehearse with the band. So the band was fantastic.
Il adore le public suisse. Il trouve qu'il a très très bien réagi à sa musique.
Yeah.
Et à ses vibes.
Yeah, so yeah, I really did enjoy it, and I'd like to come back maybe next year and do it when I rehearse properly.
C'est vrai qu'il a remplacé Rima au pied levé, et il dit qu'il reviendrait très très volontiers l'année prochaine quand il a répété encore mieux son répertoire. Thank you very much for being here tonight and for having answered a few questions. Last questions, do you have any projects in the future you want to talk to? Est-ce que vous avez un projet qui pour dans le futur qui n'est pas encore secret, qui n'est plus secret, dont vous pouvez parler pour mettre la l'eau à la bouche des auditeurs?
You know, I run my label, record label called Soul Beat Records, right?
Il a un label.
I've just done a deal with a company in Ohio, in America.
En Ohio.
And they'll be releasing Soul Beat catalog from 1969 till now, and it will be released on 7-inch vinyl and 12-inch.
Okay, donc ça va être un.
The company is called OHM Records.
Okay.
And Soul Beat Records.
Okay, donc il va enregistrer dans un répertoire des années 69 avec une compagnie. What's the name of the company?
OHM Records. Yes, okay. OHM Records.
Okay.
And they're based in Ohio.
Et ils sont basés en Ohio.
Ohio, USA. Yeah.
Aux États-Unis, bien sûr. Thank you for having done this interview. I'm very sorry for the noisy background, but we made it.
I know. There's so many things we could talk about, you know, and I'm loving it, right? But the distraction, which nice as well too.
Tout à fait. Il dit que c'était pas facile de répondre avec un niveau sonore pareil, mais bon, ça fait partie des festivals. C'est aussi ça les festivals, c'est aussi ça les lives. Donc je vous souhaite, mes chers auditeurs, une bonne suite de programme.